Let's talk about the Rockets side, because they did close out their series against the Jazz in the first part of last night's doubleheader. And after the game, Clint Capella kind of echoed Mike D'Antoni's sentiment you heard at the top of the show about the idea of facing the Warriors. Listen here.
That's what I want. I want to face them. And been working on it all year long. So, I think that if you want to be the champion, you got to be the champion. So. Right. Some point you got to do it, right?
Yep, make sure y'all put that too.
All right, so if indeed they're running it back, we got to show that video again. Right, I like what Clint Capella said. If you want to be the champs, you got to beat the champs. Yeah. What do you think of the Rockets if they end up running it back against them?
I mean, I think I'm not going to change my pick here. I'm still going with the Warriors, but I think, what Houston has done is show that whatever they started the season with is not here anymore. Mm-hmm. And what they've ended the season with is much closer to the team that we saw last year. Meaning, again, we love the threes, we love the step backs, but first and foremost, last year's team was a defensively elite unit. And these guys, they're not quite elite yet, but they are pretty good right now. Let's go to once a VC, always a VC, once again. Everyone loves this. Wait, didn't we have music under this? Oh, there it is. Yeah, man, come on.
Three former video coordinators in the league. Two of them are now head coaches, and one of them is on the set of the
Jump. So here we go. Jazz in transition. See the Rockets recovering. Ricky Rubio, terrible three-point shooter. 4 of 19 from three in the series on wide open shots. But that doesn't stop Eric Gordon from coming in and saving the day with a contest. Even the little things, ladies and gentlemen, count. And so this is a big shot here. You see Utah down one, air ball. Big rebound by P.J. Tucker. It's not defense unless we end it with a rebound possession. All right, so that moving forward, what we got here? Next offensive possession down, Donovan Mitchell. He's going to go into horns action here. You see Royce O'Neal pop. You see Rudy Gobert try to roll, and boom. All of the Rockets defenders are sucked into the paint right here. Why? Because we know five defenders, 5 feet in the paint, hands flying. And what we know is Royce O'Neal, that pass is kind of tough. Jay Crowder, that pass is kind of tough too. Ricky Rubio, we just talked about him as a terrible three-point shooter, so it's an easier pass, but it's not the one that ends up happening. Eric Gordon gets his hands in, swipe, boom. We get a stop, go down, hit 2 free throws for the Rockets. Now here we go again. High pick and roll. Swing it to Ingles. He gets into the paint. Now this right here was actually a really good play because everything collapsed.
Right.
And Rudy Gobert's coming in for an easy dunk. But here's the thing. We make fun of James Harden all the time for being a poor
defense. This was fantastic.
These are the things offensively that help him defensively. He's got great strong hands and incredible reaction time in a small space. He saw that coming, was able to react.
Make the steal.
And that hand was a strong swipe. Make the steal, and that was probably the defensive play of the game for him.
I don't know where he finished in my ear. Maybe our researcher Alejandro can tell me, but he was near the top of the league in steals this year,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. But it's funny because James Harden's defensive weakness comes away from the ball. But if it's in his vicinity, guys trying to post him up or things like that, guys
coming
to the lane.
His defense in the post is so good.
Yes, he's very good.
That's when he's near. Crazy underrated, which is weird because he's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
So, and in my ear, I got producer Danny saying that James Harden's second in the league in steals behind Paul George this year.